You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, May the 10th, and two Game 7s coming Sunday. Could we see one more? But this is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City, covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News. Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast, as you always do, and throughout the offseason you will continue to do. We appreciate all of that extra effort that you put in and day out for our endeavor here on the pod. But today we're going to run down Thursday's games, going to some Game 7s on Sunday, at least two of them while I'm in Las Vegas, so I'm happy to hear about that. And we're also going to talk about the players that the Pistons will be looking at closest at next week's NBA Combine in Chicago. And of course, some news about a couple players who won't be there, who might fall into that 15 mid-teens type of draft range that the Pistons won't get a chance to look at in that setting in Chicago. And I'm also going to let you know what I'm up to next week and how that will impact the Biggest Fan in the World contest and what you can expect from the podcast throughout the week. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Check us out all over the internet. We really appreciate you guys doing that. But another dud night in the NBA playoffs on Thursday, a couple of game sixes where the desperate teams played like it, got the wins as the Philadelphia 76ers topped the Toronto Raptors 112-101. In the Eastern Conference semifinals, Jimmy Butler, the soon-to-be free agent, Jimmy Buckets, made big buckets in bunches throughout the game. He had 25 points, 21 points for the much-maligned Ben Simmons, proving that, yes, he's still a pretty good ball player when all is said and done, and 17 points and 13 rebounds for Joel Embiid, who's been banged up throughout this series, banged up heading to the post-game locker room or post-game press conference as well, walking gingerly, and we'll see what he's got on the road on Sunday. But 29 points in the loss for Kawhi Leonard. He continues to play well despite his team picking up the L on Thursday night. That series headed to Game 7 on Sunday. Another one that is doing the same is the other game on Thursday night, the Western Conference semifinals between Portland and the Denver Nuggets. The home team Trailblazers got the win, 119-108 in Game 6, sending that to a Game 7 as well. 32 points for Damian Lillard in the win, and his backcourt made 30 for C.J. McCollum there. 25 points off the bench, a postseason career high for Rodney Hood, who's a name that Pistons fans are getting very acquainted with as there's free agency talk and wing needs coming up for the Pistons here in these next few weeks. For the losers from Denver, 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists for Nikola Jokic. Meanwhile, 24 points and 10 rebounds for Jamal Murray in the loss there. So Sunday, we've got Portland at Toronto. I'm sorry, 76ers at Toronto at 7 o'clock. And then if there is a Golden State and Houston Game 7 in Oakland, if Houston can make that happen for us, that game's going to be at 3:30 on ABC. And not yet determined when the Portland at Denver game will be there. Probably late if there's a triple header. But if there's not a Golden State-Houston game, that's probably going to take that ABC slot at 3:30 there, is my assumption anyway, without doing any further research on the matter. But determining that schedule will be tonight's game, Game 6, Golden State going to Houston for a 9 o'clock Eastern game on ESPN. No Kevin Durant for the two-time defending champions in this one, who need a win to advance. The Rockets need a win to force a Game 7 and put the champs on the ropes. Obviously, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson will take a bigger role for this one in the Golden State Warriors' quest, kind of like old times, the pre-Kevin Durant era, and we'll see how that one goes. The Rockets, 7-point favorites there. This game will be on ESPN, as we mentioned. So the Rockets by a touchdown with no desperation for Golden State, as they could probably come home to Oakland and feel pretty good about their chances, even without Kevin Durant, in what could be a bit of a coin flip game in Game 7. But like I said, I got to believe the Rockets are heavy favorites in your mind and mine to take that one, and Vegas agrees, obviously, with the 7-point favorite there. Another note to pass along about the playoff schedule: the Eastern Conference playoffs have already been set out for schedule, and that's going to start on Wednesday in Milwaukee. Now, obviously, we'll find out Sunday whether it's going to be the Sixers or the Raptors traveling to Wisconsin to take on Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks, but that's going to start on Wednesday night there. But up next, we're going to be talking about who the Pistons will be looking at in the NBA Draft Combine, which is next week in Chicago. But you can get the Locked On Pistons podcast on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, go ahead and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons. Well, we've all been on both sides of this equation, so we know how tough it is to get a job, let alone find the right person to hire for your job. Well, ZipRecruiter is out there, and it makes it easy for you. Check us out at ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on, I'll be laying out next week for us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast and also give the details of the biggest Pistons fan in the world contest, which is coming up and what you need to know about. As well, the NBA Combine for the draft is next week in Chicago, with Thursday and Friday afternoon being the big days of ESPN being there. You can catch that live on television, and also the players will be meeting with the media. And more importantly, including some other days throughout the week as well, players will be meeting with teams too, and all sorts of coaches and front offices are there. I love going to this event. I've gone to it for the last 2 years in Chicago, and guess what? I am going again. I'm going to be covering there for the Detroit News and maybe other couple other outlets out there as well, and getting all sorts of audio and questions answered from some of the prospects for the Locked On Pistons podcast and also some of the other shows on the network as well. I'm excited to get out there myself. But a few of the guys who will not be there and are tied to the Pistons a little bit because of their position availability and also the Pistons' needs for the wing are Gonzaga's Ryu Hachimura and one of the top, or actually the two top international players, Segu Dumboya, of France, and also Goga Batadze of Georgia. He's a 6'11 guy, Goga being a little bit less on the Pistons' need list as a big, but Segu Dumboya is a guy that the Pistons might be looking at 15. If he slides, probably not. But Ryu Hachimura, depending on where you're looking, could be a guy who might not be available when the Pistons are picking, or might be certainly available and slide even below the Pistons. But there's just a lot of confusion. Not confusion, but this thing has not really sorted itself out after the top. Now, by the way, I wanted to point out that just because all the top guys accepted the invitation to the Combine doesn't mean that they'll be participating in anything or everything. The top guys will be just showing up and doing interviews with the media and teams. There's nothing to lose for those guys. The next layer, there's going to be a lot of guys that show up and maybe do some of the individual testing or maybe some individual shooting, probably whatever their strengths are, so they don't show off some bad attributes. And then the last layer of guys are the players who will grind it out in the 5-on-5 both days and try to show some stuff in front of some other draft prospects. What else is new this year is before Thursday and Friday, earlier in the week, the NBA G League invited a bunch of guys of next tier to come in and do a combine of their own. And then the NBA scouts that are there watching those guys, some of them will be recommended to be also brought in for the big-time combine. So some extra players, whoever shows up well at the G League Combine, will be asked to stick around and participate in the Thursday and Friday event as well. So adding another layer of intrigue and getting the G League a little bit more shine, a little bit more love, as they've been slowly doing throughout the last few years with the NBA. Now, as we talked about, there is a lot of power with the top draft picks. Some of those guys, those top five guys, they only have something to lose. Zion Williamson is not going to be playing 5-on-5 out there and trying to show off something and putting himself on injury risk and letting some guys have their own moment where they can maybe move up some draft boards by playing well against him. The last thing that the guys like that need is to get outplayed on 5-on-5 by lesser players and possibly have that draft stock slide. Of course, not necessarily in Zion Williamson's case. I still haven't found anyone who's going out there saying that the pick will be anything other than him at number one. Now, the Pistons at 15 will probably have some guys that they are looking at that will be playing in 5-on-5s and others that are going to sit it out. So it'll be interesting to see that mix. Now, the latest that I've heard on the draft, and pretty much all along from what I've been hearing, is it's basically anywhere from a 3 to 6 man draft based on how you look at it in terms of the tier that really separates himself from the rest of the draft. That's not to say that players that are drafted under that, or there's no belief that they'll be good players. But when you hear people say things like this is a 5-person draft, which is a number that I've heard thrown out a lot, that just suggests that there's a pretty big tier drop off from 5 to 6. It doesn't mean that there's no belief that the rest of the guys will be any good. Now, if you believe it's a 3-man draft, you're probably saying that's Zion Williamson, Ja Morant of Murray State, and then RJ Barrett, the Duke teammate of Zion Williamson. Now, some people would throw like a DeAndre Hunter of Virginia into that tier of 4-man draft, or maybe call it a 5-man draft with him and Jarrett Culver of Texas Tech. And some places even have Cam Reddish in that 6-man draft tier, depending on how you see it. But after that, I think that there's a lot of movement. Now, I know a lot of you guys will laugh at me when I suggest that Darius Garland, who's on the big boards at number 6, 7, maybe even 8, possibly even 5 with some of the draft nicks out there. I think that there's and I'm not predicting this, but I think that after this, you know, quote-unquote 5-man draft or whatever the number is for your liking, a lot of those people that are right underneath that line could fall, and even as far as 15. Now, there's consensus that Darius Garland will be a single-digit draft pick himself, and he's probably not going to slide, but there's a lot of flexibility after that top tier. Now, of course, with him only playing a few games to start the season for Vanderbilt, not a lot of college tape on him whatsoever, the medical testing will be huge for him, and he also could be one of the rare stars of a draft who could be a potential 5-on-5 player at the Combine on Thursday and Friday. He's a guy who could have something to gain from that and maybe could even sneak into the top 5 with a good showing in those 5-on-5s. Now, again, I'm not necessarily predicting that. He seems like too big of a star to be playing in those 5-on-5s, but the medical testing will be big. How he grades out in some of these demonstrations and drills, although you could do those at the team sites as well, so some guys will skip those in Chicago. But again, he could have something to gain, but he also could be the one to lose the most this week in Chicago with a poor showing. After that, speaking of point guards like Darius Garland, another combo guard is North Carolina's Kobe White, a guy who could be available for the Pistons at 15 as well. But really, the story for the Pistons is the wings. And that's what I imagine that the players of the Pistons will be spending the most time with and checking out. I mentioned the Cam Reddish of Duke, probably more of a top-tier guy, a single-digit draft pick than is realistically possible for the Pistons to get at number 15. But when you go past him, again, there's guys that could be long gone by the time the Pistons pick at 15, or these guys that could be available for them there. I'd say the two that are most likely after Cam Reddish to be gone by the time the Pistons are picking, unless something happens to their draft stock, would be North Carolina's Nasir Little and Gonzaga's Brandon Clark. Clark, to me, is kind of like maybe the best-case scenario for the Pistons at 15. That's a somewhat realistic variety. Those guys are, you know, high-end guys that have high-end skills. And, of course, there's some flaws in their game, too, or else they would be in that top tier. But Brandon Clark and Nasir Little both have the tools to become very good defensive players at the NBA level. And really could become offensive studs as well. So a couple of guys that would be great pickups for the Pistons. But again, the belief is that those two guys will probably be gone by 15. And as we move down the list into kind of more realistic options for the Pistons there, you got USC's Kevin Porter, who had a disaster of a freshman year, got some baggage associated with him, but a very talented player nonetheless. Kentucky's PJ Washington and Romeo Langford of Indiana. Again, now we're talking about some guys who have some elite type of skills, but they're varied, and they're very hard to find beneath some of the baggage and some of the problems and on and off court issues that they have. Flawed guys who lack kind of a thing or two that you might want, but again, guys that you might have to settle for at that 15 range. And then we're talking about some wings that are probably very realistically that going to be available and could even slide further than 15 when the Pistons pick. That's a wide body like Grant Williams of Tennessee, who dominated for the Vols at time throughout his season, and a couple more Kentucky guys and Keldon Johnson and Tyler Hero being the shooting star in this group, so to speak, of a guy with a star potential with the 3-point shooting. And then N'Keal Alexander Walker of Virginia Tech, another prospect that might be pretty high up on my list of guys the Pistons should be looking for. Really long, a potential to be a very good scorer in bunches as well. And if he can kind of add to that frame, he could be a guy who could be very good at the pick and roll and other situations for the Pistons. Not a guy who's going to help out really, really a lot as a rookie, although the Pistons will be forced to play their number 15 pick, especially if it's a wing, through more minutes than you might want, but a guy who could probably develop over the years in turn turning into a solid and maybe even very good NBA player there. Some other guys that kind of sneak on the bottom of the Pistons list right now, and again, a lot could change from now until the draft in late June, but you got KZ Okpela of Stanford, another guy in Cam Johnson of North Carolina. A couple of names to watch out for. Well, again, I'm very interested to see who plays 5-on-5. I'm going to have some really interesting thoughts about all these guys as we look at the draft and I look at the combine next week. I figure that guys near the bottom of that list might try to get near the top of that list. So maybe those mid-teens picks, guys that might skip the 5-on-5 in more of a traditional year of a draft, might see some opportunity to sneak into the bottom single-digit types and higher up into the lottery. So you might have some more players playing in this NBA combine because of the possibilities of moving up in the draft that they might have. But remember, to get this show every day, subscribe to the Locked On Pistons podcast and the new Himalaya podcast app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Pistons. I'm looking forward to getting all sorts of interviews and getting in depth with some of these guys and maybe sharing some of the interviews for later on as we get closer to the draft as well. Going to just get as much as I can, as much content and as much background information for you guys as we try to look at some of the educated guesses that we might have and also wants and desires for the Pistons front office to pick on draft night. And of course, there's all sorts of second round picks and people that the Pistons could be looking at, or maybe even trading up or trading down to get into the single digits or possibly into the 20s, if that's what Ed Stefanski and the crew desires instead. But up next, we're going to talk about the next week ahead, an interesting one here for the Locked On Pistons podcast, and also about the biggest Pistons fan in the world contest. That's going to be up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Now, in a few hours, I'm going to be heading to Las Vegas, and that's not to brag, but that's just to fill you in that the plan for right now, by the way, I've got an interview for Monday's podcast already set aside for you guys with Jacob Rogers of the Palace of Pistons. He's going to be telling you all about some former Pistons who might be returning to Detroit in free agency this year. I had a fun interview with him on Thursday. Looking forward to sharing that with you guys there. But so in addition to that, on Monday, I'm going to be, the plan for now is to record something on my iPhone from a sports book in Vegas after some friends and I watch whatever two and possibly three game sevens on Sunday. So we'll kind of throw that together with Jacob's interview. I'll do a little bit of work for you guys from a hotel room in Vegas, so you can't say I never did anything for you. And you'll have to excuse us if we've had a few drinks before the show. That's just how things kind of go sometimes in Vegas, as I know you can imagine. So we are going to be recording, maybe just myself, but probably some friends, just kind of giving our thoughts on Game 7. It should be very insightful and very, at least entertaining, is what the plan is for Monday's podcast. So you're going to want to check that one out for sure. Obviously, we'll be talking about the conference semifinals and where the Pistons fit in the NBA world these days, but a lot more about the NBA Combine next week, and that's mostly because I will be going to the Combine. As I mentioned earlier on the show, I'm going to take the train back to my old stomping grounds of Chicago for a couple days next week. So long story short, it's you're going to have to be flexible again with me about when these podcasts come out. The hope is to get four of them out there for you guys next week, but certainly three. And like I said, Mondays will be a little bit different coming live from Las Vegas. We'll have something for you Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, those are going to be, I'm not going to make promises on any of those days, but there will be at least one coming out. And it might be some different kind of audio. I might not have the microphone in front of me. So you're going to have to excuse possibly some stuff there. But I promise you that in the long run, this will all work out for all of us because we're going to have some great draft insights, some great draft content. We're going to be hearing from some of these draftees themselves, and I'll have some great article types and information to share with you guys from Chicago as well. Plus, it's fun for me. It's one of my enjoyable couple days of the year, that NBA draft combine. Everyone loves the media, the young kids, the bloggers. Everyone loves that Vegas Summer League. They think that that's the place to go. And there's a lot of stuff going on for media types outside of the play in Summer League, a couple of seminars, and obviously a lot of chances to rub shoulders with people. And it is probably a cool event, one that I've never been to, but I'm not much of a Las Vegas in July kind of guy. That feels pretty hot to me. But NBA Draft Combine, I kind of feel like, if you're someone like me who's starting off in the media, and or the NBA media, I guess you couldn't really characterize my career as starting off in the media, as I am approaching 40 years old here in a few years. But there's all sorts of different people around. It's great. Media all accessible to talk to everyone. I'm sure I'll grab maybe some quick interviews with some of the draft experts out there, some of the folks you've heard of in the world of the NBA media, especially the draft type of focus. So we'll have some of that stuff. But I mean, all the coaches are there, all the GMs are there, all the front office folks are there. It's not only is it just kind of, as a NBA fan my whole life, is it pretty amazing over the last few years to see like Phil Jackson sleeping courtside, to see Larry Bird out there watching players, to see Magic Johnson out there watching players. Now, we've trimmed that list considerably as time has gone on, but it's just kind of, in addition to seeing and being a little bit starstruck at times over guys that you might see around, but also a nice opportunity for me to kind of get to know some of these folks and get to know some up-and-coming coaches, some established coaches, and other front office members as well. So maybe we'll have some dirt to pass along. Probably not much in the dirt department because I play some of that stuff close to the vest, but we'll see. It should be an interesting one, and I'm looking forward to getting out to Chicago and sharing with you guys what we hear. But again, of course, I'm sure you've guessed, the biggest Pistons fan in the world contest, that's going to push that back to probably the following week. I know this is turning into a little bit of an old bit, and hopefully we get it squeezed in by the time training camp starts in September. I kid, I think there. But we're having a single elimination tournament here on the Locked On Pistons podcast of huge Pistons fans trying to figure out who the biggest Pistons fan in the world is. We're just doing a trivia one-on-one. You move on to the next round, and we'll have two guys on the line, or gals. No gals in the contest entered yet, but two guys, and you'll just answer as quick as you can the questions that come up, and three out of five in the first round, four out of seven after that. So to enter, what you got to do is send me an email at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com. Again, Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com. Give me your name. Give me where you live. And also, give me a good time that you might typically be available to do these kinds of things. And we'll send some emails back to you to set up times and with your opponents and whatnot. But also, what I'm looking for is mining for trivia questions. I've come up with a bunch. You guys have been great and sent in a bunch as well. But I need some more. We're going to use some crowdsourcing for that. Of course, I will not ask the trivia question that you send in. And we have a little bit of an honor system where I'm asking you not to share the trivia questions that you send in with people you might know or friends in your life, or people that you write for different websites with and you're on the Slack channel or something like that. Just do for the honor system. Don't do that for us, but do send us an email with your name, where you're from, and some questions as well. Again, that email address is Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com. Put something in the subject line that says like biggest Pistons fan contest or Locked On Pistons contest, something like that. And I'll respond to you and let you know that I got it. And free contest, no money. But the winner will get a Locked On Pistons podcast t-shirt, and we're also trying to cook up maybe some other Pistons-related prizes as well. Anything to get us through the offseason, right, as we look ahead to all sorts of non-Pistons basketball action coming up until about Halloween, which is a long time from now. But anyway, this is your host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, Matt Shook, saying enjoy your weekend. I know I will, and we'll be back with you guys with a unique look at those Game 7s from Las Vegas. Looking forward to seeing how that turns out. But thanks for listening. Thanks for your patience with us throughout the offseason, as I know the schedule is a little bit irregular and things aren't as smooth as maybe they are throughout the season. That's a little bit by design. We need a little bit of a breather, as I know you can imagine. The minutes and days and episodes pile up here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But thanks for staying with us, and enjoy your weekend, everyone. We will talk to you guys on Monday.